Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. So we're here again to have another wonderful program. And this is December 1st, 2010. So let's do some emotional clearing here for everybody. Here we go. So think of a situation the last few days that you dealt with. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for pain here, people who might have pain in their bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a request on the fast chat for dizziness, lightheadedness. So here we go. Let's do that here. So connect with the energies here. And here we go. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. About an inch or so, maybe 2 inches down on your scroll bar. We love a blinking flower, and here we go. Energize the light beam, so stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. And let's get rid of this dizziness here if we can. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it says, be here now. So are we in the now, basically? Good question. So let's bring your body back here. See if your body changes or feels a little different. Count to 5 to bring you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And naturally, you want to bring back your spirit. It could be somewhere else also. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hopefully you're now more in your body. So we'll bring our co-host on here tonight, which is Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I am, Ron, yes. Hi, good evening, everybody. December already, goodness me. So let's see. Before we get into anything, I'll just quickly give the phone numbers out for tonight for if anyone would like to call in. The first one is toll-free for U.S. and Canada, and that's 888-815-9756. And then we're probably on line 1 or 2, so the other one that would probably definitely work is 530-413-4522. So let's see, quite a few people are coming up on the fast chat. Hi, and Sarah, Marie, Freedom, Pauline, Be Here Now, Ed, and Mike. So good evening to all of you. And Ron, Pauline is asking if the December intensive dates were announced yet, and what are they? So may, oh, and hi to Stephanie and Peace have just jumped on too. So do you want to let people know when that's picking up again?
Yeah, the four-hour ascension call will be on the 11th, and that's starting time at 1 o'clock Pacific. And then the next Sunday, which will be on the 12th, and the two other adjacent Sundays, three Sundays total, 12th, 19th, and 26th. These are the 8-hour ones, and they start at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So we'll be sending out emails probably within maybe half a week to a week here. So let's, I don't know, any questions out there we can answer? Anybody like to call in? We can see what's new. I'd like to know how if that dizziness clearing helped everybody. Oh, I'm yawning here, so let's just turn it over to you, Carrie. Anything you want to add?
Okay. You know, I had a headache most of today. I still have it slightly, and I got really tired around 11:30 and lay down on the sofa because I work from home, so I can do that. And I fell asleep on and off till about 2 o'clock, so I wondered if you were up to stuff that was a bit intense around then, if you were doing...
Last night it was very intense. So that could be what it would be, some major timeline crashings here.
Oh.
So that's what you could be feeling. And for myself, I just had to kind of kick back today. I wasn't very productive either. So.
Yeah, my to-do list remains. I did not get through it.
Okay.
So Stephanie's asking for a trauma body sample or feeling body. She's saying she's not sure which she needs, so maybe we could just do both.
Yeah, sure. Well, first do feeling. Remember, when your emotions get clogged up, then it goes into the feeling body. So here we go, feeling body. So think of a situation. I imagine it's probably related to, the last few days or something. So here we go. Think of a situation. So count to five to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy, it's heavy. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not even close. So here we go. Stronger, releasing it. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now we'll do trauma body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I don't know if you got on the new clearing that's out yet. Have you experienced the timeline clearing yet, Carrie?
I did take a look at it yesterday, and I know Siva was making some changes, so I was waiting till it was changed to do it. I don't know if he's done those yet, but yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Is it up on the website already for everybody?
Yes, it is. It is up.
Okay, great. And what's its name?
I believe it's boy. Let me find out. I think it's Timeline Crashing. Maybe you can check it out there.
Yeah, I'm looking on the list right now, trying to get in there.
Might be on the left side also. I'm not sure. So.
Okay, so this one is basically going to enable all of us to do, I think it's up to 50, is it? 50 timelines and doing them one at a time. We can't do more than one at a time because obviously everything has to go through Ron's body, and if we're all sitting there doing 50 timelines.
Yeah,
well,
I don't want to crash.
Probably have more need more than a day off.
Yeah, so the clearing I think right now has 1 through 10 timelines on it. So what you want to do is enter in your specific problem that you're dealing with. You can type that in, and you want to first do the first timeline. And there's boxes that are check boxes, so you can do everything at one time if you like. And it's defaulted, I think, for 15 minutes. And then go to the second timeline, and then go to the third. And if you wish to do more, you definitely can do more. I'll probably have it increased to about 50, because there are a lot of timelines. And each timeline can go into another timeline where it can cross back and forth. So just know that when you do this clearing, you might feel a little different, a little strange. So that's because you're being either relocated to another timeline during the timeline crash, and hopefully you're being returned back here when it's all over. So it's just designed to get rid of the timelines. So it gets to be a little slightly confusing because it all depends how much of, say, the real estate, the property of your body they happen to take and who they sold it to on that particular timeline. But it will take out the other ones, too. So it should normally almost always bring you back to this one. And that's why I said you can do it over again if you wish to see if there's any results that you want to do over again on a specific timeline. But, you know, you have to do each one of them, and you can enter in more if you wish and just see how it works for you. Pick a situation in your life that you've been dealing with, maybe one from the past, because you could be out there having this process. So.
And issues can be physical problems or emotional problems or what kinds of things? When you say enter an issue, what sorts of things?
Yeah, whatever issue you're dealing with, you know, mental, emotional, physical.
Absolutely, you know, anything that's troubling you.
Could even be an alien problem.
Okay, great.
Okay. Because the psychic will find that timeline as it connects to you. Your spirit will let the light shift know what that timeline is and will help to release you out of it. And that's the way it works. So, did you have enough on your page there?
Yes, I'm just pulling it up right now. So you put in your name at the top like you do on all these others. And there's a drop-down box, and as Ron was saying right now, it's up to timeline number 10, and that will probably be increased soon. And then there's a box underneath into which you type, you know, let's say you've had a hip problem for years, so you type my hip, and then below that is past, present, and future, and those are all checked right now, so just leave them checked. And there are 7 steps. The first one is crashing the timeline. The second one is called, and these are all 15 minutes, intersecting combined timelines. What does that mean, Ron? What does that do?
That's where they sold you during the timeline here.
Remember, oh, okay.
They some alien may have bought the timeline, and then they sold parts of it in time to someone else. So it's like time sharing.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works. So it'll get rid of the other ones that it goes to.
Okay, so that's step 2. Step 3 is satellite transmission disconnection, where you go out and take out their satellites. And then step 4, excuse me, alien planet disconnection. So wherever these characters reside who have set up this particular timeline. And then step 5, alien race termination, which would include the opportunity for them to go to the light rather than just be terminated. Right, Ron?
Yeah, they're always given that chance.
Okay.
All the ones that I have seen normally are too arrogant and don't understand the light and how quick it works. And, it's kind of like they're used to doing like sparring matches, you see. And these sparring matches are what they're, used to taking casualties and stuff. And then they get back with a bigger hammer or 2x4. And, you know, they're used to having these wars. Well, with the light ship, they only have one chance, and that's it. And once the light ship is on them, then they have really no way to defend themselves. They can shoot at the light ship, but it won't do any good because the light ship's out of time. So you're dealing with an energy that's out of time versus a time energy. And they don't know about out-of-time energy. And that's the problem, is that they think that because they can see the light ship, see the energy, that they're in time and they're not. So they don't understand it. And that's their dismay and their downfall as far as having the light ship not being able, you know, the light ship will always win. So that's the good thing. Although, you know, it does sometimes have some little difficulty sometimes trying to figure these things out to the worst in the moment. But once it figures it out, then that's all that it takes. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so that's step 5, alien race termination, and then step 6 is alien body hopping entities removal. Now, what's that about if it's on a timeline? Could you explain that step?
Yeah, I added that one because I thought it'd be kind of fun for people. So you may want to do that one. The reason is because, remember, you're on a timeline. You're living a life just like you're living right now, okay? And so what if you had one of the alien critters, shapeshifters, we'll call them, that are real, jump into your body, and you're living there. Or it's in your clone body, and your spirit gets attached to it when it comes back here. And all of a sudden, now you got this alien thing inside of you, and you wonder why you have stomach pains or something, or maybe, you know, why you maybe like or don't like certain foods, et cetera. Maybe why you feel uncomfortable, maybe why you feel larger than you really are. Because you now have brought to yourself from a timeline, some alien entity, like an emotional body of an alien, we'll say, yes, so to speak. It may not be that completely, but it's an alien entity, and that could have hopped back to you from the beyond. Kind of like some of the sci-fi movies where they go out to some alien planet, you know, And in their spaceship, all of a sudden, one of these critters crawl inside and they take it back to Earth. And all of a sudden, when they get here, this thing comes out and starts terrorizing everybody. Well, it's kind of similar to that. So that's what happens. So I thought that would be fun for you to all experience that and just see if something inside of you gets released. Might be
yeah.
scary on one hand, but, you know, we all know that our poor body's suffering here, so it's not really too scary, just that we want to get these things out of us. So that's basically
right.
it.
Okay, great.
It's scary when you don't know and you feel things go bump in the night inside your body, then that is kind of scary. But once you realize that there's something else in you that should not be there and you have a way to deal with it, then that's different. But when you don't have a way to deal with it, then that's the – or you don't know about the creation light shift, and then you could have problems because you wonder what's going on with you in your life. And hopefully everybody on the planet will find out about the creation light shift to have it help them out. That's why it's here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So once all that's been cleared out, step seven is the spirit integration to get your spirit into the areas that you've now freed up. And Mike is asking, where is this? Is it the same as the alien all parallel? So no, this is a different... brand new clearing, Mike. That alien all parallel is for the emotional bodies and so forth of the of your parallel lives bodies. This one is called Special Timeline Crash. So if you go into that book on the left top of Ron's website, it'll be in there, right, Ron?
It should be. Yeah, I haven't went into it that way, but yeah, it should be there by that title. Maybe. Somebody could check it out. And
yeah, I'll go back and check when we're done with talking about it. But that's its name, Special Timeline Crash. And then you'll see all the stuff that I've just read on there. So that's the new one. How much is it, Ron, and how long does it run for?
I believe it's $100.
Okay.
I have it unlimited on there. I'm not sure. It went up really fast, so I just don't remember.
Okay. And then the past, present, future aspect, is that'll be the past and the present and the future on a single timeline that you're crashing, right?
Yeah, that is correct, because
okay.
you could be, remember, they're in control of time.
Right.
So that they could take you back in time to another one. So let's just say that you're listening to me talking and you say, gee, Ron, I've been having the same dream for like 10 years of my life, and I really can't work it out. Because normally you think you have to work out a dream, you know, and I've had this dream a bunch of times, and why am I getting the same dream? Well, it's very possible that the alien sold you to another alien group with this dream. And, you know, their sales pitch might be, man, this person, Sam, we give him this dream, and you get all this emotional energy out of it, and he really goes through this dream perfectly for us, and we can really get his energy. So when you buy our program from us, we'll give you a parallel life to go on. It'll be your own. And just play that dream for them, because we'll give you the dream how to get in there, how to sequence it. And you're going to get all this energy. And look at all these comments by these other 25 alien races that have had this. They love giving this person this dream. So you down here on planet Earth is going, man, this dream's coming again. You know, every night I get this dream or I get it. And why am I having this dream? And they can also, I believe, connect with you on the same other races can also probably view your dream in the parallel life, okay? So that's a little further than just to being sold by only one race. They can also sell it, say, barter or whatever, with other races to view it when you're going through it too. So that's the, remember, anything is open and up in the air for them. So this is kind of what happens. And that's probably why you have the same reoccurring dreams. So that would be food for thought for everybody, because they're probably going back in time, maybe when you have one of your other dreams of the same thing, and they're just bringing it forward again. They're just hitting the rewind button, hitting play, and you're going through it in that night that they choose to activate it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm looking in the book thing on the top left of your website, and I put it in the search, and it's not coming up. So I'm just looking through the alphabet now. So I did all hit all all clearings or whatever it's called at the bottom there. I'm scrolling.
How about timeline crashing? Is it a timeline in there? Would it come up?
I don't think it did. I called it special timeline crashing, and I'll do just timeline right now and see if that comes up. I don't think it is, though. Sorry, this is taking a sec. No, it's not coming up. So maybe Siva hasn't hooked it into the book yet. I'll send him an email and see if he can do that. So the fast chat is whizzing along. Let me just grab a few of these before they go by. Alexander is saying, I had a very bad conversation with my mom today. Can I please have a clearing for that? What she imprinted on my billboard.
Uh-oh.
Can he have that cleared, he's saying. What was imprinted on his billboard by his mother?
Boy, doesn't seem very good. Maybe somebody could read it also. Remember, you're all reading the billboard. So it just feels, let's just erase it. So we need for you to know what you want in place of that, okay? So I'll take the energy away from your billboard and make it so that it's just bright light there. And we need to know from you what you want on the billboard, and we'll put it on there for you. So here we go. And maybe everybody tune in and see if the energy leaves you, okay? So this will be very interesting here. So Alexander, we're tuning in to you. Everybody else is connected to you now, psychically, we'll say. And here we go. We're going to release us from your billboard. And I want everybody to sense to see if all of a sudden he feels neutral. I'm going to count to 20 to release it. So 1, 2, and this will be whatever else is on there too, which you'll have to reprogram. So in case you're wondering what this is about, it's $20 for the month to change your psychic billboard of what you're transmitting to people, and they read you psychically with what's on there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's some more stuff there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll wait to see what Alexander would like us to put on his billboard. And interesting, if somebody would like to comment on what they felt during this billboard clearing. So back to you.
Okay. Donna is asking about the billboard clearing. Why do the past? Why do removal of stuff in the past?
Oh, because your past is still with you. Because the past is probably maybe more embedded on the billboard. Instead of having it blinking in front, it's still going to be on there because the past is what you're living today. Remember, your past is giving you your future in the darkness. So when you do the past, then automatically you can get the past out of the now. Otherwise, the past could still be there transmitting stuff that you know nothing about. And it may just be like, instead of being in, bold letters, like a neon sign, it might just be kind of dimmed out. But it still could be there for people to read to connect to you.
Okay. How are you feeling up to doing any timeline crashing today, or are you too tired, Ron? We do have one request, so you just say if you want to do it or not.
Yeah, I'll do one timeline crash, so let's see what it's about.
Okay, well, Amy is asking for alien white light timeline clearing.
Oh, boy, you're getting brave.
That
alien
might be a whopper.
Light of the darkness, huh? Let's see. Boy.
If you're too tired, don't worry.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We can get rid of part of it, you know. There's so many timelines out there. There's probably zillions of them. So as we release these, it does help. So here we go. But remember, there's a lot of races connected to everybody here for the length of time, you know, maybe 100,000 years. So each one of those has a timeline and they could be active. Here we go. So we'll count to probably 50. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay, this could be crashing for the next hour. So if you do feel a little strange, disrupted a little bit in your life for the next hour, that's probably because of all these timeline crashings here. So what do we have here?
Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Alexander is, where did it go? Oh, I think he was saying that he just basically wants to have harmonious relationships with others. So maybe you can put that on his billboard for his relationship with his mother to replace what you took off.
Okay, it's on there now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Pauline is asking if a timeline crash could, if it could be connected to a town or your home, your apartment, where you live. Can you have a timeline connected to a place like that, I guess?
That's a very, very good question. Yes, it could be. Sometimes you may have noticed, this is everybody listening, maybe you walked into a room, maybe you went to a certain location. We'll just say you went to a shopping mall, right, where there's all these doors that you walk into to get clothing or something there. And when you walk through the door, you just feel like you're somewhere else, okay? It doesn't feel like it did when you're in the hallway. Well, you could have been on another timeline just by walking through that door, like walking into the billboard. So, yes, and it could be very possible that you could be living, like, in an apartment or a house. That house could be in a timeline that does not exist here on the Earth, although the space is still there looking like your house. But when you walk into your house, you're now gone somewhere else. Yes, that is a possibility. Another way of looking at it, which might make a little more sense, is like walking into, like the movie Stargate, you know. You walk into that machine and they spit you out the other end someplace in the beyond, and now you're in a different location, okay? So, same thing. So, I hope that helps you out. Yes. So, you might want to, with that clearing, do the where you're living. Get rid of that so that when you do walk into your house or whatever, you're completely there. I went into one person's house doing a clearing a long time ago. Man, this is back in the 70s. And the person bought a house. And somehow, I guess there were some witches there, or somebody maybe doing the Wicca or something, I don't know. But whatever it was, one of our earth magic things, you know, here that people like to do. And they had this one room painted all black on the inside. So the person wanted me to come over because they wanted to repaint the walls, but they felt that the black energy would still be in the room. And so, I walked into that room. Boy, you could really feel the darkness there. And I did a clearing on it, but that was probably going to some other location somewhere. It's probably, you know, tagged as a vortex going to the beyond or someplace. So just interesting to know that, yeah, you could have, even your bedroom could be marked or tagged to go to the beyond in a parallel lifetime. So that's why this clearing is so neat and so nice, because you can put things like that in there. And anyway.
Good. Well, that's good to know. That's a good question. Thanks for asking that, because I would not have thought to do that. So we can do. We could probably do our car as well, and you know,
yeah,
buses that we
that
go on.
You know, that's a possibility too.
What did you just say? I'm sorry, I was talking over you.
Yeah. Maybe the road that you're driving on.
Oh yeah.
I remember driving on one of my journeys. Driving from Mount Shasta, you're going the back way, going through Reno, then going almost straight south down to, I think it's Highway 10 or something, but we'll just say Las Vegas. And you go through those military base areas and stuff there. And I guess Area 51 is close by, but a few of those places felt very strange, okay? So, and if any of you ever took that journey, I can't recall what road it was, but you might know what it is if you've been that way. Most people probably would not go from Reno down there because it's not a real popular road, but it is kind of nice and scenic. Anyway, that is one of those strange places, so it's interesting. Anyway, I won't go into that too much. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, Will is asking for a cloned mother-in-law clearing. Probably everyone feels like their mother-in-law is cloned.
Yeah, I remember that song, I don't know who did it, the mother-in-law song back in the, whenever it was, my younger years.
I'm drawing a blank.
You must be younger.
Just a smudge.
Yeah, so let's see here. Let me think here. Phone. Here we go. So everybody's probably going to be smiling now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie.
All right.
I don't know. Let's see what happened here. So.
Yeah, my head hurts, and I don't even have a mother-in-law, so I don't know what that means. One of my clone selves in a parallel life must have one. Oh, so Jerry is saying that he's getting very hot with the timeline crashing, and thank you. And he says a lot of stuff is leaving his head. What else do we have here? I saw another question, and it scrolled away. Having a job focusing on this. Lisa is asking, do we need to program the neutral energy? And I'm not sure what that was referring to. Do you have any sense of what that's referring to, Ron? Maybe Lisa, if you want to type in a little bit more about what you mean, Ron can try and answer that, unless you know what she means, Ron.
Yeah, if you don't type in anything to what you want to have happen, it will just be love energy, peace energy. I'll say peace energy on your billboard, okay? But because you need to interact with people, it's probably best for you to say what you'd like to have on there. So that's kind of how I look at it, because you do want to do something.
Okay. Where did it go? I just saw another question. Wow, I cannot think straight here. Oh, gosh, where was I looking? Sorry about this, folks. I'll get with it in a sec. Pauline was asking if the space clearing will do this timeline clearing on a location, I guess is what she means as well.
No. Yeah.
So what will a space clearing clear away?
Space clearing will clear away normal like negative energies out of your location.
Like entities and stuff, you mean?
Yeah, entities. It'll do a clearing where you are.
Okay.
Like, you know, just bad energies, people's thoughts, etc. That's what it's designed for, so you have a peaceful place to go into.
Okay, and Julia is asking an interesting question. Can a mirror on a wall be the gateway to another dimension?
I'm sure it could. In fact, you guys want a clear mirror?
Yeah.
So here we go. Think of a mirror. So once you go up to the mirror now, everybody, just kind of look at it and see how you feel.
Okay. I'm walking.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And we'll do a clearing here of the mirror. Everybody, I'll wait a second here. I'll wait a half a minute as you find a mirror. It could be even one that you look at in your purse if you're a woman, you know?
Yeah. My head is so swishy, I'm not going to know if something else happens.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. So let's release the energy out of your mirror. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie.
Well, that's strange. I did feel something. It seemed, you know, looking in the mirror looks the same, but the rest of my room looks more in focus, I guess. The sofa below the mirror and the cushions look, I did not realize or think that they looked blurry before, but they look sharper now. Were you looking in the mirror while you were doing it? Ron?
I did see the mirror. I had to look at it again here. It does feel like it's cleared. It felt like it had like a fog around it before. And now it looks pretty,
yeah,
it
now
like it's
I'm
on the wall now, okay?
Yeah, that's so
or it felt
strange.
Like, it just felt, you know, kind of like the Stargate energy. Anybody else have that situation here?
Let's have some callers.
Yeah, we need some callers.
So the numbers, 888-815-9756 or 530-413-4522. So 888-815-9756. Did I misread that before? 530-413-4522. All right, so let's see what's happening on the fast chat. Lots of heart energy coming in from the mirror clearing, Will is saying. That's interesting. Fred is saying that the white light time crash has tons of frozen timelines from CLS. Oh, that's interesting. A lot of programs in head and ears will not work right now, ? Interesting. All right. Do you have anything to add to that, Ron?
Wow. Very interesting. I mean, that's all I can say. Let's do a timeline crash for maybe your eyes. Let's do a physical thing. Because they're talking about all different other types of situations. Let's do one for your eyes, okay, everybody? So here we go. So stronger, 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 and I heard a beep. Stronger. Okay, see how your eyes are doing, everybody.
Okay. Is somebody on the line? Hello, hello. Do you hear anybody, Ron?
Yeah, I heard a beep, but nobody's coming through on my end here, so.
Okay. Oh, hi, yeah, Ed.
Gotcha.
There we are. Okay. About these timelines, I've got an interesting situation in that I have somebody who used to be a real good friend of mine, but and we do, you know, lots of stuff together. We get along great. Then we got in business together, and now he just absolutely hates me. He just hates me. I mean, it's like it's vitriolic, the amount of hate. But because of contracts and things, we're still in business together, but we barely speak or ever see each other. And I just can't help think, but there was a point in time where something happened to him, and he's no longer him, or it's a shadow body or whatever it is, or entities. Well, I've tried several clearings on him. Nothing seems to touch him, and he just keeps hating. Now, mind you, I haven't done anything wrong. We believe he's been cheating us and is subconsciously compensating by, you know, saying, well, it's okay to cheat him because I hate him. You know, it's one of these crazy things. And he's just not himself at all. Would a timeline help something like that?
Boy, let me think here. Yeah, it's very possible that you and him are on a timeline that you know nothing about. And maybe you're doing something to him that he doesn't like on that timeline. And back here, it's coming back that you're a bad person. So, yes, that could probably be something like that, yes.
Okay, so just go to the new page and work it out there.
Yeah, it's going to be put up. It's not up right now. So
okay.
I'm looking on here. Nope, not yet. Not yet. It's going to be $20 for a week, $100 for a month, and then $150 additional for unlimited usage, so $150 for unlimited usage on it.
Okay.
So and that's what it's going to be.
Include anyone with that?
It might. What's that again?
You could include anyone or only for yourself? In other words,
anyone you want on it. And so I requested to have it put up here. It's almost completed. It's still, I only handed it out for like maybe a couple people to check it out. So it is up on my end as a test page, but it wasn't launched yet. So we're going to be launching it within probably a day or two here. So it will be up.
Okay, what it seems like is, I don't even know if this is the whole story. But
yeah,
it seems like you know, when
good,
you go to the movies, and in the movies, somebody's really possessed with hate, and then something happens dramatic, and they break down, and the hate spills out, the bad spirit leaves or whatever, and then they turn around, and they come to Jesus or come to love or come to understanding. It's like one of these things, and I feel like he's being just driven insane by something, and it's got to come out of him. So is there any other thing? I've tried the tightening up of my aura and putting his name in as someone who's projecting black magic at me. And nothing touches him. I've done emotional clearing, lifetime emotional clearings on him and his wife. Didn't change a thing. So I'm really stumped as to what is in him. Is there another place that you may suggest looking?
Okay, yeah, entities would be a good starting point. Boy, let's see here.
Have you done the darkness to light one, Ed?
Yes.
To me, Ed, this person feels like a stranger to you, okay? that's how it feels. So maybe it's not even the same person in the body, and maybe he, maybe whatever's in the body took on and, or over the responsibility of what the body has done in the past, and maybe he regrets what the body's doing, not knowing it. Maybe he just popped in and goes, man, I got all this work I have to do here. Where I came from, you know, I was born with a silver spoon, you know, and now I got to do all this work, and I don't like it, and Ed's the cause of it, okay? So that's kind of what I sort of sense. Maybe somebody else could type on the fast chat what they get. But it doesn't feel like this person you that's in that body you probably ever have known, okay?
Okay.
So that's kind of what I get. There's a lot of, it seems very, very distant to you. You are connected energetically, but to me it's like nobody's there, and all it's there for it for you is hatred. And it's like he's going like, why did I, who is this guy? Why am I doing all this stuff for him? I don't even like him. I don't even know him really. And I have this, like, contract, we'll say, this work, like you're his boss or something, you know, and I don't like my boss, and I can't get out of my job, okay? So
yeah, well, that's exactly how he's projecting. I mean, that's what he's acting like. But the odd thing was we started out as real good friends, and he just overnight just turned into somebody else. It was the oddest thing.
Yeah, he got possessed or taken out or something. So, you know, it's possible that, you know, the dark side practitioner one might be a good one to try on him because maybe he got a lot of hits with somebody and they put something else in his body. Maybe he's still in the body, but there's so little of him that he can't come forward to be with you. So that's
okay.
One way to look at it, too.
Okay, so the dark side practitioner and the timeline. Those are the two you recommend?
Yeah. And the timeline hopefully would be up tomorrow night, so you might just check it out.
Okay.
It should be under the categories. If you just type it in, it'll show up, but it should be under the categories as timeline crashing. There'll be a new category for it.
Okay.
But if you just type it in under the search, it should show up there. So I'm just hoping.
Yeah,
that
we've been
so
frustrated for 2 years now. It's just all of a sudden this stranger showed up and he hates me. The guy that used to be there was really friendly, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason. This person is not who. This person is typically not the same one that you knew in the past. So that's what happened. And this happens for marriages too, for people. All of a sudden, the person that you were with initially turned to be somebody else. So that's what I get,
right.
Ed. And
okay, thank you.
Unless he's been possessed under somebody's spell to do something a certain way, then by doing that dark side practitioner, that might get him out of that spell, okay? So he could be like a zombie, in a sense, to you. Everybody else he might be functional with, but to you, he doesn't like you because those energies are causing a problem on him. So, thank you, Ed. I see Stephanie's asking for a pain clearing for her little dog, which is Poppy. So here we go.
Okay.
So if you have any animals you want to have a healing on, or maybe you want to just select something out there, maybe you may have seen a bird that has a problem, or you sense something, or raccoon, or anything like that. That you have some compassion for. Just think of that particular animal right now. And here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and just pick one. 5. I have people who say, gee, Ron, I want to clear all the animal shelters of all the, you know, dogs and cats that are in them. I can't do that. I can just pick one, okay? So that's up to you to just pick one for me to work through you to do. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So, have Andrew on here. He wants to know clearing, I guess, anger from women towards men. I will say we have that clearing up on the website, the female clearing too for abortions and things. So I don't want to leave that one out. So if you know somebody who's had one, you can even do the clearing for them if you wish. It's $50 to do, and it goes through many, many areas. So here we go. We'll do a clearing here for the energy that everybody could have in them if you're female. So here we go. See if we can help you out with that. So stronger, getting rid of the anger, hatred, etc. toward men. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. To see if that helps to relieve some of that pressure, tension. Maybe I'll do a heartache clearing too. That's associated with that. So heartache, this would be for both men and women too. So here we go, heartache clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that's helped you out, everybody. And Carrie, are you back online again, or over there and up there? Or
I am. I'm down there and over there.
Yeah,
and up
everywhere.
There. In fact, up there, speaking of up there, I just want to let everybody know that some really cool photos went up on the website today that Ron took a while ago of clouds, and they're specifically dragon clouds. And I think the first one that you open up, these, I think, did you take these? I think in New York. I think
it was 2008 in New York, yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably on the Long Island Railroad, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, there are three different pictures, and you can clearly see dragons in the sky, and one of them is a close-up of the dragon's kind of shoulders and head, and you see the long snout, and you can see the end of his nose and his lower lip and his nostril. I've never seen one that sort of clearly dragon-like. That's really interesting. What are the dragons doing up there, Ron?
Well, the dragons, I think, are the most powerful energy that forms in the clouds to fight the darkness off. So they actually are there to... the darkness, what I'm talking about, is the alien ship clouds. So they form and get rid of those. So if you do see a dragon, always look carefully, and you might actually see coming out of their mouth a flame. I mean, when you see that... it's great. When I was doing a lot of work up here in Mount Shasta, I don't know, it's been a while, I'd say 5 years ago or so, all of a sudden the clouds for like about 2 weeks had all these different types of animals in it. And I didn't get out my camera. I thought, I'll be seeing these all the time anyway. Well, they kind of like went. But one day I looked up and I saw a perfect dragon. I mean, this is like perfect. And underneath it was its baby. And they both had their mouths opened up with the flame coming out of it. And it was like, wow. So, you know, do look up in the clouds. when they are done with their job, we'll say, a lot of times they will turn upside down and kind of rest, kind of like, you know, a dog sleeping on their back or a cat or something, you know, when they're completely peaceful. And so do look for that. And that happens too. But, you know, pay attention to the clouds. You know, they speak volumes. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I have 55. Can we go a little longer? I'm not sure where we are in terms of wrapping
I don't know
up.
What time we came on. I think we came on
at the top.
Came on at the top. We could probably go 2 minutes here.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Well, I guess, let's see. Tina is asking, I guess since we've had the women anger at men and then the heartache clearing, Tina is saying maybe a sexual clearing sample.
Okay, yeah, I do have that on the website, too. Let's see. I don't know how to direct this, so you have to do this yourself, okay?
What about sexual misunderstanding between men and women? I think that's very common.
Okay. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so these dragons in the clouds would probably be actual physical dragons that are showing up as a cloud, but we can't see them, okay? So it would be their spirit energy. The next thing, what did I want to mention here? In the timeline crashing, when it gets up on the website, you could possibly even put in an alien race there. It's mainly designed for you with a problem. I'm gonna do a timeline crash now, which might shock a lot of you, but it's gonna be for the Great White Brotherhood. So hang on, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Remember, that's the light of the darkness coming forth. So just see how you feel. This timeline I'm getting will take about 3 hours to crash. There could be many more of them, but the one that we're looking at will take about 3 hours. So watch your clock. If you feel a little rock and rolly for the next 3 hours, that's because you were on that timeline. Okay? If you don't feel anything, then you're not on it. But I think most people are connected to that. So our show should be coming to an end here. We have our question and answer Friday night again. Boy, it just seems like it was yesterday. So that'll be after the Station 2 program on BBS at 8 o'clock Pacific on a conference call line. So see you later, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for calling in, Ed. Good night.
Good night.